Today on Sports Card Investor, we're breaking one of my favorite 2012 basketball products, and I'm giving a box away to one lucky viewer for free.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me on my journey to profit from the hobby we all love.
Sports card investors, and welcome to another episode. Ladies and gentlemen, we have done it. 50,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel. I am humbled. Thank you. Seriously, thank you for your incredible support. It is amazing to think that we launched this channel last summer of 2019, and here we are in 2020. And we have now broken 50,000 subscribers. Thank you so much. And I want to reward you today, because one lucky viewer of today's episode who comments below is going to be randomly picked to win a sealed box of the cards we are breaking open on today's episode. It is just one little way I can say thank you to you for your incredible loyalty. And I also have to give a special shout out to two people on my team who really contributed to making that happen. I wanted to thank Charles, my video editor. He's been instrumental, as well as Kelly, our VP of marketing, who does all the social promotions of these episodes to get you to watch. So thank you to both of them for making this happen. But most importantly, thank you to you. And we're celebrating today by opening up a box from my favorite year of sports cards. I love 2012 basketball cards because they are packed with the most incredible rookie class. You've got guys like Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard and Kyrie, and you've got Bradley Beal and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, Jimmy Butler. How could I forget Jimmy Butler? There's so many great rookies. Those are just some of them in the 2012 class. And so it's going to be extremely exciting to see what we pull today. And the product we're gonna break today is a very rare, unique product that I love. I'm gonna tell you about that in just a minute, but I gotta show you this one other card first, because this is wild. We have had a viewer of the program create, check this out, a custom sports card investor card. Look at that thing. Is that thing not incredible? The hello across the top. Thank you so much for this. I wanna thank Stephen Perkins Art. Stephen Perkins, obviously an incredible artist. He's doing it under the name here, Salty Peppers. It is a limited edition Jeff Wilson Sports Card Investor 1 of 1, illustrated by Stephen Perkins. Stephen, thank you so much for this. This is really, really special, and my team and I greatly appreciate that. Okay, guys, we're going to get into the break today, and this is an incredible product called Innovation Basketball. It's a product that no longer exists, but it's a product that brought some really special advances along with it, including stained glass cards for the first time ever, acetate cards, some really cool stuff here. And to tell you more about this product and what we might see in today's break, let's bring on our director of sports card data, a true guru on sports cards here at Sports Card Investor. Parker, welcome to the show.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, welcome, Parker. So I know you've watched some breaks of this product. You know a bit about this product. So tell the audience what we might hope to pull from this 2012 Innovation Basketball box.
Yeah, so the biggest hope would be to get one of the Innovative Ink, which are their on-card autos. If we could get one of Kawhi or AD or Damian Lillard, that'd be like the biggest hope. But actually, the stained glass cards sell pretty well also. I just saw that the LeBron one. There's only been one sale on eBay in the last 90 days, and it went for over $1,000.
Nice.
Of course, you can definitely look for ADs, Damian Lillard's, Kawhi's, and the rest of that class, which is absolutely loaded, of stained glass. Then there's also the rookie views, which are these acetate clear kind of cards. Numbered at 349 or lower for the parallels. And then, of course, there's some cool inserts, some jersey cards. Loaded rookie class. So let's see what we can get.
Let's see what we can get. And I opened one of these boxes on a Market Movers member live stream a couple months ago. Every month here at Sports Card Investor for my Market Movers members, I do a members-only live stream, and I open up boxes of cards and give them all away for free to members who attend the live stream. And let's take a look at a couple of the highlights, because we pulled some pretty nice cards. We got one of those stained glass cards, an acetate, and a really sweet rookie auto card. Let's take a look, and I will warn you, the set that I was using to break that day, nowhere near as professional as the set we have now, which you're going to see in a minute, but you'll still enjoy looking at these couple of hits. And here we go. Oh, it's Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward, stained glass card from when he was with the Jazz. Chris Acker, who can we get for Chris Acker? How about Isaiah Thomas, rookie card. Isaiah Thomas, jersey patch rookie card, number to 99. Jeff Gilbert. All right, let's see if we can get Jeff with a G Gilbert something. Oh, we did. We did. We got Jeff with a G Gilbert, a rookie card, Bradley Beal, on-card auto, white ink. That is an amazing card. On-card auto, white ink, innovation, silver rookie card of Bradley Beal. That is why I love this product. You get some amazing stuff. Look at that. Congratulations, Jeff with a G. That's how Jeff with a G does it. Right there is how Jeff with a G does it. Yes. Yes, sir. Congratulations. That is an awesome card. I knew I was going to pull something good out of this box for you guys. And I am really high on Bradley Beal. And that is a great, great card. Look at that silver on-card auto with white ink. Beautiful, beautiful card. All right, I think it's time. Are you ready, Parker? Are you ready to go?
I'm all ready.
Okay, so let's go to our break cam. And so here's what I'm going to show you, folks. We have two boxes of Innovation Basketball 2012. One we are going to open. One is for one lucky commenter. So all you need to do to celebrate our 50,000 subscribers and to have a chance to win this box completely for free, all you have to do is give this episode a thumbs up and comment below. You have to be subscribed as well. So if you're not subscribed to this channel, hit the subscribe button right now, click the little bell icon, comment below, give the video a thumbs up, and we're gonna pick one random commenter, thumbs up or subscriber, and send you that box. We'll announce the winner in a couple of days. All right, so that box we're putting aside for the winner of the contest. Here we go, let's get ripping. You ready, Parker?
I'm ready.
Oh man, I love this set. This is a treat. What a way to celebrate 50,000 members, to get to open up a box of Innovation Basketball, a product that, as I said, not very well known, pretty rare. You can't find many of these boxes for sale anymore. You'll occasionally see one or two on eBay. But they're not very common boxes at this point. I don't think there were a ton of them made to begin with. And of course, a lot of them have been open since this is 2012. So I'm excited to open it. It's always a treat to get to open up 2012 Innovation Basketball. All right, there we go. Now
don't
let's see, what am I gonna
Kobe
use?
Pack.
Let me use here something as a card cover. I'm gonna go old school.
Hey, Jeff.
Yep.
Check the box again.
Check the box again.
Uh-huh,
check
we got
the box
one of those,
again. Oh,
those
yes,
Kobe
yes,
packs
so this
there.
Is, thank you, Parker. That is a good point. I actually did not see that. So this is a nice little treat that with a lot of the 2012 basketball products, Panini yep. included a Kobe pack. So normally these are just kind of five standard Kobe cards. You do have a shot at an auto. So obviously that, if you hit an auto, you know, that's obviously golden. Otherwise, it is a set of Kobe cards. Which is still pretty cool in its own right, RIP Kobe. Mm-hmm. So let's take a look at these. They're very, very nice photography, as you can see. You know, cool looking cards. I like the, you know, kind of the dark imagery. So, and I believe there is one of these in every single pack of Innovation. Everyone that I've opened has had one. Mm-hmm. So whoever wins our contest by commenting below, giving this a like, giving this a subscribe, you too will have a chance of winning your own Kobe pack. So those were the five Kobe cards out of the Kobe pack from that product. All right, now here we go with the main event, Innovation Basketball. I'm going to use this old school Nolan Ryan card as a card cover here. The 5,000K Nolan Ryan card. Those 5,000K cards were a big deal when I was a kid. All right, so this product is going to have some base cards, Mm-hmm. And then it's going to have at least two autos and one memorabilia card, and you've got the opportunity for all of those cool inserts and whatnot. Let's turn this around. Oh boy, oh boy. You guys saw that. Did you see that? Did you see that, Parker?
Is that him?
Did you see what was happening? Mm-hmm. Did you see what was happening? Guys, we're starting off well. We are starting off well, my friends. Look at that. That is just a base card. That is just a base card. But nonetheless, we are starting off with LeBron, the Miami Heat LeBron James base card. Let's pull this out for closer inspection. These are nice cards. That is a nice, thick LeBron James card from the Miami Heat. Look at that. Look at that. Card number 23. Look at that. Very cool. Very cool. LeBron James, Miami Heat. Very neat. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts so far, Parker?
I mean, it looks like it could grade.
It's really nice condition. It's really sharp. All the edges are sharp. Corners are sharp. Centering is sharp. Mm-hmm. That one certainly would be worth grading.
Yeah.
Look at that. Well, that's a sign, man. That could be a sign of good things to come, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever you start off with that, that is going to be a sign of some good days ahead. Let's hope. Let's hope for sure. Let me get that thing actually in a sleeve here before we go further. Oh, man. Anticipation is high now. We're starting with that LeBron James card. What other kind of magic could be in this pack? All right. Let's put that over there off to the side. Here we go for our second card. Oh boy, look at this. We are on a roll, Parker. We are on a roll. Little Shaquille O'Neal of the Lakers. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Wow, very nice. Shaq of the Lakers. I'd say we did quite well with our two base cards here. What do you think?
I mean, let's hope we didn't already get the good cards in the front part of the
There you go.
Let's save it for the last part.
All right, wow, so far so good. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. You should be on the edge of your seat because we're about to pull something. Okay, we have a clear card coming. We've got an acetate type card coming. Kevin Garnett, yes, the hits keep on coming. This is a great pack so far. Look, this is the clear. Look at that, that's awesome. An awesome Kevin Garnett clear card. That is number to 349. That is card 166 out of 349. Look at that Kevin Garnett clear card. Wow. All right, we are celebrating 50K YouTube subscribers in a very good way right now. I am thrilled with how this is going, and we still have five cards left to go. Your thoughts, Parker?
It's a good way to start the pack.
Good way to start the pack indeed. All right. Let's see if we got any other big names in here for us. Okay, we are hitting a stained glass card. We've got a stained glass card coming for card number 4 in the pack, and it is Harrison Barnes, Barnes stained glass card. That's pretty sweet. I'll take that. Good player.
He's from Iowa.
There you go. He's from Parker's home state there.
Yeah, I think that's his rookie. I mean, unfortunately, not worth a lot, but he's had a pretty good NBA career overall.
He has had a good NBA career. Harrison mm-hmm. Barnes has been around for quite a bit, has done many good things along the way. And I just love the stained glass cards. I mean, that's just, you know, those things look so cool. Hold those up to light. It's a neat way, actually. I have a stained glass Giannis rookie card, and I like to show it off, and I like to, friends will come over, take a look at it. I'll hold it up to the light. They'll be like, oh, that's so cool. It's always one of those cards that you can like show off to people and they appreciate.
Yeah, I mean, stained glass, I mean, that's become, and from 2020 Mosaic, that's become one of like the big chase cards in there.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
All right, we ready for card number 5?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Andrew Nicholson. Okay, now, Innovative Ink. That is a beautiful card. Yep. Beautiful card. Andrew Nicholson. Look at that. That's one of the things I love about this product as well on Innovation. They do the ink in, you know, silver on a black background there. It just looks so sharp. You know, look at that card. That is just a sharp, sharp looking card.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Andrew Nicholson of the Orlando Magic. I'm sure there's an Andrew Nicholson fan out there somewhere. Might just be his parents. I don't know. But somebody wants this card. Somebody out there is an Andrew Nicholson fan, I am sure. All right, let's go to the next card. Card number 6. Here we go. We got the Utah Jazz coming up. Enes Kanter of the Utah Jazz with an auto rookie card. There you go. All right. He's still very relevant today. Very, very relevant. And that is an auto rookie card. Very cool. All right. Two more to go, ladies and gentlemen. So we've got at least, we might have hit the two autos, but we have a memorabilia at a minimum that will be forthcoming as part of one of these last two. And this might be it here because this is on the thicker side for card. Damian Lillard rookie card.
There we go.
In fact, I even forgot to mention him when I was mentioning all of the great players from 2012 basketball. I forgot to mention Damian Lillard. And he was, of course, a 2012 player. Now this is an insert. This is not his true rookie card, but nonetheless, it's from his rookie year. It's a jersey insert, stat line number to 199, commemorating a game where he had 20 points and the Blazers won. So a nice rookie performance there by Damian Lillard.
Is that game worn? Just because it has the date on it?
It says this jersey. Yes, this is game worn. Oh, so what's really cool?
That's so rare for rookie cards.
So what's really neat, so this particular game, November 10th, 2012, where he went for 20 points, 6 assists, 4 three-pointers, so that piece of jersey is actually from that game. This is a game worn in that particular game, it says right here on the back of the card. Wow.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, you won't see that anymore.
Yeah, you don't see that. You don't really see that. So any Dame fan, this is a nice card. I tell you what, there were a lot of Dame fans this year when they made their way into the eighth spot in the bubble.
Yeah, he went off.
They did great. Obviously, kind of, you know, ran into the Lakers. So what are you going to do at that point? But it was just a great feat to even get into that eighth spot for sure. All right, guys, here's the final card of the break. Okay, looks like we got another clear card coming up, which I love the clear cards. It is a rookie card. Greg Steemsma. Apologize for my pronunciation there. I'm gonna have the haters in the YouTube comments on that one. Apologize, guys.
I don't think many people know how to say his name.
But
you're good on that one.
It's a cool looking rookie card. Not a huge name, but a cool looking rookie card nonetheless. Love the clear cards. That one also numbered to 349. Very, very cool. All right, so let's see how we did overall. Let's do our little recap here. So bring the cards back out here. Take a little last peek at these cards. I would say my favorite card from the break, it would be between this Kevin Garnett clear and the LeBron base. You know, those are the two. I would imagine, Parker, you'd probably tell me the LeBron base, even though it's a base, probably is gonna have the most value, I imagine.
I would guess off the top of my head that the Damian Lillard actually would.
You think the Lillard, because it's the rookie? Yeah, even though it's not, but it is a game worn. So yeah, that could indeed. But those are really, really cool cards. Ladies and gentlemen, I am excited to give this box away to one of you and to have you have the opportunity to pull some of these cards out for yourself. Hopefully you will do as well or even better than I did. And so as a reminder, all you need to do to have a chance to win that box is make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube and then give us a comment below, give us a thumbs up on the video, and we will have you entered to win. All right, Parker, any closing thoughts here before we wrap today?
Well, I hope that whoever gets that other box, hopefully there's a Kawhi or AD auto in that one for you.
That's right. You definitely could. And as you saw earlier from the member live stream, we pulled a Bradley Beal rookie auto for our members with the last one of these that I opened. So there is all kinds of good things to be had. Whoever wins it, you will have to take a quick video clip or at least a few photos and send them our way, and we'll share them on the show. By the way, if you would love to be part of our member live streams in the future, all you have to do is subscribe to our Market Movers data platform. And you can do that by going to marketmoversapp.com. Again, marketmoversapp.com for all of the information. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you so much for 50,000 subscribers. We are humbled. I am proud to be able to share this with you today and humbled to have all of your support. Good luck on the contest, and I'll see you back in a couple of days with our next episode. Take care.